The major studios spend tens of millions of dollars every year. And I visited their vaults, their huge, big factory-like enclosures where they keep thousands and thousands of movies where they've gone from to acetate and now into digital. It costs a lot of money to make a movie in digital, some $300,000 to make it, digitize it, so it lasts forever. These studios are preserving those movies because they are valuable. They are very valuable. Do you realize that only one movie out of 10 ever gets its money back from theatrical exhibition? It has to go to other forums. It takes years sometimes for that recruitment to take place. If that movie is kidnapped early in its journey through these other forums, where does this money come from? And by the way, it's all private risk capital. And finally, do any of you know when you're watching something on cable whether that movie is in public domain or not? Of course you don't. And by the way, if one of the pay cables channels was putting on nothing but public domain movies for which they paid nothing because nobody owns it, and if nobody owns anything, who's going to spend millions of dollars to try to restore it? Why, if nobody owns it? And they don't charge you less because we showed half the program was public domain movies. We're now going to give you back half your monthly fee. They don't do that. So where does the consumer gain with public domain? Not at all. And finally, if Lawrence Lessig wants to give away his books, God bless him. That's what America's all about. But I maybe have spent 2 years of my life on it. I don't want to give it away. I'd like to do it and have money to pay for my family and my children going to college. So there are two sides of this argument. I don't mean to be antagonistic, but the question or the statement you made are not virginal with me. I've heard them many, many times. I've debated Lawrence Lessig, and I know Professor Samuelson, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who spend their life trying to denigrate copyright. But in the end, it's America that's important. Now, let me tell you one final thing. Economically speaking, forget the cultural, forget the artistic aspects. The American movie industry is the only industry in this country that has a surplus balance of trade with every single country in the world. No other American enterprise can make that statement. Today, the headlines in USA Today, we struck a trade pact with China. This country has a $134 billion deficit trade with China, but not the movies. So we are an awesome engine of economic growth that helps nourish this American economy. And if everybody can take as many movies as they want, steal it or take it down or whatever, for whatever reason, however raucous or distorted the reason is, something's got to give sooner or later. Investment will go down, jobs will decrease in the American movie industry. We're not going to go out of business, but we will be crippled.